إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and his final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated into our religion. فإن كل محدثة بدعة. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارٍ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and say a correct, truthful word. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger. فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then he has achieved a great success. أيها العباد, the most precious thing which a person possesses, the most valuable thing which a person owns, is his time. And time is more precious than your wealth. It's more precious than your houses and your property. It's more valuable than your businesses. It's more precious than even your health. Imagine a person, and he has been blessed with a lot of wealth, but he does not have time to spend his wealth. Is his wealth any benefit to him? Or another person who builds a big house with many rooms in a good area, but then he doesn't have time to live in that house. Is that house of any benefit to him? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the importance of time. He draws our focus towards time in the Quran. And He does this by swearing by time in many ayat. He takes an oath by time in many ayat in the Quran. He said, وَالْفَجَرْ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. He said, by the dawn, meaning by sunrise, and the 10 nights. In another surah, He said, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى. By the night, when it goes away. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. And I swear by the day when it appears. In another ayah, He said, وَالضُّحَى. I swear by the late morning. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. And I swear by the night when it darkens. So many ayat like this, Allah swears and takes an oath by different aspects of time. Sometimes the night, sometimes the day. Sometimes the afternoon, sometimes the morning. In fact, He took an oath by time in its entirety. He said, Wal Asr. I swear by time in its entirety. Innal insana lafi khusr. Verily, man, he is in loss. i.e. he is in loss when it comes to his time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when he wants to honor something, or when he wants to mention how valuable it is and how noble it is, he takes a qasam by it. He takes an oath or he swears by it. The wealth which we possess, it comes and it goes. Today, you lost £1,000. Tomorrow, or in a week's time, or in a month's time, that £1,000 will come back. Even your family, your children, your offspring, your wives, they come and they go. They die and more are born. People divorce and people marry. Your health, it comes and goes. You become ill, you take medicine, and then you are cured. However, O worshippers of Allah, it is time which never returns back to a person. So this day, this Friday, half of which has already passed by us, once it has passed, this Friday will never return. And your yesterday, and the actions that you did yesterday, the good deeds and the evil deeds, and the actions which you missed, the obligations which you missed, that yesterday will never return again. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, every person will be held accountable and questioned for his time, for yesterday and for today. And if you live for tomorrow, every moment of your life, every hour, every day which you spend, the actions you do, the actions you don't do, you'll be questioned on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the reality of your existence is that you're only days. This is your existence. So every day which passes by, it's as if some of your existence has left you. Like the famous Imam from the Tabi'een, Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri rahimullah, he said, Yabna Adam, innama anta ayyam. He said, O son of Adam, O human being, you are only days. This is your existence. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمُكَ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. So if one of your days passes by, then some of your existence has passed by as well. With every day that passes by, a bit of you dies and dies and dies, and your existence, it vanishes. And we live in this country, and we live in this town and this time, and we live in safety, walhamdulillah. We live in security, walhamdulillah. And the majority of us live in good health. And the majority of us, wallahu a'lam, are not in need of others. We're not dependent upon others. However, this very comfort which Allah has blessed us with, many people are deceived by it. This very comfort. The free time which we have, the security which we live in, the good health that we're living in, the fact that we have money and we're not dependent upon other people, this very comfort and this very luxury which Allah has blessed us with, then we are deceived by it and we undervalue it. And this comfort has made us forget the reality of our existence. This comfort and this luxury has made us forget the purpose behind our life. So how many hours are spent? How many days are lived? How much wealth is wasted in things which have no benefit to a person in the Akhirah? Our religion, Islam, it does not prevent us from working and earning money and being rich. It doesn't prevent us from relaxing and enjoying ourselves. It doesn't stop us taking a holiday within the limits. But this should never be the existence of a person. Even if you read the biographies of the Salaf who came before us, it's never mentioned that Fulan was rich, but it's mentioned that he used to give a lot in charity. Uthman radiallahu anhu. It isn't mentioned that he was just rich, but it is recorded in the books of history that he bought that well with his money and gave it for the Muslims. This is what is recorded. It isn't mentioned in the books of history how many holidays a person used to take a year. But even now in the books of the biographies of the Imams, it is mentioned that Fulan, he did Hajj every year for 20 years. Fulan, for the last 10 years of his life, he never missed a Hajj. He would do Umrah numerous times. This is what is mentioned. So work and enjoyment, money, holidays, Islam does not prevent us from it. But we should realize the reality of these matters, that this is a temporary enjoyment of the dunya, and our existence should be for the akhirah. Allah said in the Quran, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ, that the love of desires and amusement and enjoyment has been made beloved for the people. What type of enjoyment? He said, مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, women, i.e. wives. وَالْبَنِينَ, and offspring, children. وَالْقَنَاطِيرَ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ, and gold and silver coins. وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ, and well-adorned beautiful horses. I like the cars that people have today. وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ, and cattle and land, all of this is beautiful for a person. He said, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, but this is only the enjoyment of this dunya. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ, however, Allah with him is a better reward and a better enjoyment, i.e. the akhirah. He said, قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ, مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. He said, say, shall I inform you of something which is better than all of this, better than the enjoyment of this world, better than the gold and the silver and the cars and the horses and the women and the offspring and the houses and the property. Shall I inform you of that which is better? He said, لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, those people who have taqwa, those people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتِ, with their Lord, there'll be paradise and gardens. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, beneath which rivers will flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, and they will remain in it in eternity. وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ, and pure wives. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, and the pleasure of Allah. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ, and Allah is always watching His people. عباد الله, in this time that we live in this country that we live in, when we are distracted by work and money and children and education, we are always in need of being reminded. We are always in need of being admonished regarding the reality of our life. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave an admonishment and a reminder. And this reminder, it awakens the heart and it moves the souls and it removes the heedlessness from the minds. قَالَ لِرَجُلٍ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ, he said to a man whilst he was advising him, he said, اِغْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ الْخَمْسِ, he said, exploit, take benefit of five things before five things. شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ, your youth before you become old. وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ, and your good health before you become ill. وَغِنَاءَكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ, and your wealth before you become poor. وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ, and your free time before you become occupied. وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, and your life before death. If you contemplate this hadith, may Allah give me and you success in this life and the akhirah. If you contemplate the wording of this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, اغتنم. And the word اغتنم is from غنيمة, like a treasure. Meaning these five blessings which Allah gives you, they are like a treasure, like the spoils of war, like a great blessing. He didn't say, just take benefit. He said, seize them, اغتنم, because they are treasure for you. He said, خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ, five before five. Meaning there are five blessings. And these five blessings which Allah give you, they don't last with you forever. Rather, these five blessings will be replaced by five other things. So these five blessings are temporary and they are beloved to you. But these five replacements, you do not like them. So seize opportunity of these five blessings before they are replaced by those five things which you do not like. The first of them, he said, شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ, that your youth before you become old. So al-shabab, youth, youthfulness, this is a phase in a person's life in which a person finds strength and power, quwwah and energy, enthusiasm and movement. However, this youth, it does not remain with a person forever. In fact, it does not last very long. And after this youthfulness, there comes old age. So at one time when you had strength, now you become weak. At one time when you were enthusiastic, you now have an inability. At one time where there was movement, there is a lack of movement. And every single person will be questioned about his youth. A person is questioned about his life. And then a person is questioned specifically about when he was young. And this strength which he had, this energy which he had, this enthusiasm which he had, what did he do with it? Was it for Islam? Was it in worshipping Allah? Was it in doing righteous deeds? Or was it in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربعة. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that the two feet of a person will not move on Yawm al-Qiyamah until he is questioned about four things. The first of those four things, he said, عن شبابه فيما أبلاه. He'll be questioned about his youth and how he spent his youth. What did he do with his strength and this energy and this movement? So therefore, the successful young person is the one who realizes the value of his youth. He realizes the preciousness of this strength and this enthusiasm and energy. And so he protects it by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he stays away from the sins by which shaitan deceives him by this very youth. And after this youth has gone, an old age will come. And every single person, if he reaches an old age will come to him. Meaning youth will not last forever. Doesn't matter how much science advances, how many pills you take, how many supplements you take, how many creams you use. This youth, it will not last forever. This is sunnatullah. This is the nature of Allah. Allah created every single person upon it. If you live longer upon this dunya, then old age will come to you. And then blaming yourself and saying, ya late, if only I was young, if only I was young, it will be of no benefit. And then the second matter he mentioned in the hadith, وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ. Take benefit of your good health before you become ill. Because in this good health, you're able to do things which you want to do. You are able to leave your house and move. You have your senses with you. However, this good health, it will be followed by weakness and illness and disease. And this is sunnatullah. This is the nature of Allah which Allah has created people upon. He said, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min dha'f. It is Allah who created you in weakness. Meaning when you were a womb, when you were a fetus in the womb of your mother, when you were an infant, and you were in need of others, Allah created you upon this weakness. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ ضَعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ. And then after this weakness, He gives you strength. And this is your good health. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضَعْفًا وَشَيْبَةٍ. And then after this strength, He gives you weakness again. وَشَيْبَةٍ. And when you have grey hairs, when you become old. This is sunnatullah. This is the nature which Allah has created every person upon. And therefore, a person should not be deceived by his health. Whilst you are able to move and walk, go do your Hajj. Don't wait until you become old. Don't wait until you become ill. Because when you are ill, then you will say, if only I was healthy so I could do Hajj. But this, if only, it will never benefit. وَمَا نَفَعَ يَا لَيْتُ قَطْ. If only never benefits anybody. Whilst you are young and you are healthy and you're able to walk, come to the masjid. Whilst you have your senses, you can see and hear and you can think, recite the Quran. Because when you become older and weaker and you lose your senses, and this will happen if you reach that age, then if only will not help a person. And then the third thing which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, he said, وَغِنَاءَكَ قَبْلَ فَقَرِكَ, and your wealth before you become poor. So this wealth is that which Allah has blessed you with. The fact you're not dependent upon others. You have more than you need. You have more than your children need. But there will come a time, without doubt, when there will be poverty after this wealth, when a person will leave his wealth. And this will happen in one of two ways. Either this wealth will leave you so you become poor, or you will leave your wealth by death. But there will be departing between you and your wealth. Either from wealth to poverty, so your wealth leaves you, or you leave your wealth and you die. And when you die, you don't take the wealth back to your grave. And you don't even know what your children are going to do with this wealth. How many children have wasted hundreds and thousands and millions that their parents left behind them? So therefore, the intelligent person who is wealthy is the one who realizes that this is the blessing which Allah has given me. And this is the fitna by which Allah is testing me with. So he gives it in the way of Allah. And then the fourth matter which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, he said, وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغُلِكَ, and your free time before you become occupied. So this free time which you have now, before kids, before jobs, before the toils and the troubles of life, you have to use it in the service of Islam. Don't wait until you become occupied and you become busy and life troubles you and it's heavy upon you. And then you say, if only I went and studied when I had the free time. If only I used to do more worship when I had the time. Now I'm too busy. My children, my work, the bills, the house, everything is on top of my shoulders now. And then he said, وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, and your life before your death. And this is sunnatullah. This is the nature which Allah has created upon us upon. Every single person, nobody is able to escape death. He said, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ, every nation, every group of people, they have their time. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ, so when their time comes to them, لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ, then they cannot delay the time, neither can they bring it forward. The time is the time. لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ, every ummah, every group of people, every nation, they have its time. In the olden days, people used to live until they were older. However, nowadays, people die whilst they are young. Technology is killing people. Traffic kills people. Drugs kills people. Their occupation kills people. How many times have we heard, Fulan, he was 40 years old, he died of a heart attack. Only 40. Whereas before, at least they would reach 70, 80. Or he was 25 years old and he died in a car accident. Or at work, he died at such a young age. And therefore, we have to seize opportunity of our life before death comes to a person. Because when death comes, when the soul reaches the throat, when the angel of death comes to extract the soul from a person, then there are no more actions. And ya layta, if only will not benefit a person. So the intelligent person is the one who realizes the value of these five things: his youth, his health, his wealth, his free time, and his life. And these are the greatest blessings which Allah has upon a person. That's why these five were mentioned in the hadith. But you have to also know that after your youth, there is old age. And after your health, there is illness. And after your free time, there will be preoccupation. And after your life, there will be death. And this is the promise of Allah. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, O people, verily the promise of Allah, it is the truth. These five things will be replaced by the other five things. Your youth will be replaced by old age if you live to the old age. And your health will be replaced by your illness. And your free time and your wealth and your life will be replaced by the other things. إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ, verily the promise of Allah, it is the truth. فَلَا تَغُرُنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, so do not be deceived and deluded by the life of this world, by the enjoyment of these things. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And do not allow the deceiver to deceive you, i.e. الشيطان. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله, الحمد لله عظيم الإحسان, واسع الفضل والجود والامتنان, جل ذكره وعلى اسمه, هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن, وهو بكل شيء عليم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أيها العباد, time and the value and the importance of time, people do not realize how precious time is unless they have lost it. Until a time comes when life becomes restricted upon a person and they don't find that time anymore, then they realize the value of time. And like this good health, people do not realize the blessing of good health until they lose their health. And then they realize how important this health was. And for this reason, the Arabs, they say in a proverb that health, it is like a crown which a person wears on top of his head. He doesn't know, he can't see the crown which he is wearing. But everybody else, meaning all those who are ill, they can see that which he wears. And therefore, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us that the majority of people, they undervalue these two things, free time and good health. He said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُوبٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Two blessings, the majority of the people, they undervalue them. He said, الصِّحَّ وَالْفَرَاغِ, good health and free time. Especially when both of these come together. So the one who has good health, but he doesn't have free time, he's restricted. And the one who has time, but he doesn't have health, he's restricted. But when these two blessings come together, free time and good health, and wallahu a'lam, the majority of us are living in these blessings, then we should not undervalue them. So the intelligent, successful person is the one who realizes the value of these two blessings. And then he uses them in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah only created time in order for us to worship Him. He said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفًا. He is the one who created the night and the day, and they interchange. Why? لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ. So the one who wants to remember can remember. أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. And the one who wants to be grateful and appreciate is grateful and he appreciates. هذا وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه القائل من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ارض عن الخلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين, اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين, اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام وأخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور. اللهم بارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا وذرياتنا وأزواجنا وأموالنا واجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا, وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا, وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا, واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير, واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا, أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر, لا إله إلا أنت. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. أقم الصلاة.